Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you today on this Monday, July 5th, 2010, at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're at you right now, and we do have a fantastic show this evening. We have our special guest this evening, Mr. GPA Livingston, and he'll be coming on in a few minutes, but before we get to him, we're going to get started with a few admin notes, and then we're going to go into our interview. Right now, I just want to let you know that Memoirs of a Career Crime Cartel, that is written by me, yours truly, Red Snapper, is doing well, but we still want you all to get out there and get a copy and do those reviews for us. And those who don't want to come on the show but just want to listen to the show, we also have available for you www.redsnappersplayhouseonline.com. You go there to www.redsnappersplayhouse, and you can listen to the show. And if you don't have any questions, then you can just listen to the show. But if you have questions, you need to call in 347-215-8539, and that's Word Sexy Radio that you're going to be talking with right now. And without further ado, we're going to get right into our interview. Mr. GPA, are you there?
I am here, sir.
And how are you this evening?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. How are you?
I am doing just well. Had a great weekend and wrapping up, but you know how weekends like this happen. You have to go back into your normal deal. To some people, this marks, especially for the kids, this marks the official ending of summer for them. So,
right.
You know how it goes. We just want to, you know, enjoy the rest of the time that we have. So, how's things up there in your neck of the woods?
Things up here are hot. Last night they were loud because they had bombs, not firecrackers like when we were growing up. They had
exactly.
Boom, right. Boom, boom. I was like, wow, man. I felt like I had to get in a bomb shelter or something. But otherwise, it's cool. I want to tell you thank you for having me on your show. You know, I've been tracking you last few weeks leading up to. You got to keep going on, and thanks for having me.
Oh, well, no problem. We always like to have great talent on the show, and those that are trying to get themselves out there, like I said, Word Sexy Radio caters to the authors as well as spoken word artists. So that's what we do on this show. And it's Grown Folks Radio, so anything you want to say, you can say it. If you feel like you got a cuss, it's okay, because this is Internet radio, so do your thing. But, GPA, before we get started, we want to ask you a few questions just to get you relaxed and everything, and kind of give the audience that's listening you know, a little background about you and how you got into the game that you're in, and tell us a little bit about your new book that you have.
Okay, thank you very much. Basically, what happened was, in my former life, Mark Livingston, I died, and I went to hell. Just play along with me. I know if anybody sounds crazy to anybody or what have you, just with me, it's a whole monologue to it and where I'm coming from with it. I was lost, and I had no direction, and I was doing things I shouldn't have done. I was wrong. So on July 11, 2006, I died, and instead of asking for forgiveness, I said, Lord, let me go to hell instead. So he granted my request, so I went to hell and walked among the demons, battled the demons, let my skin get burned with flames, brimstone get embedded in my DNA, rancid, sordid smells. I did this for a period of days and weeks and months and years until finally the Lord said, hey, I'm going to do you one, and I'm going to bring you back better than you were before. So when he brought me back, he brought me back for a purpose. And I asked him, with bowed head, of course, because I wanted to show my reverence, what purpose is that? And he said, poetry. So when I came out, June 17th, 2008, I came out, I had written my manuscript, which will become the best-selling, critically acclaimed, to the Confessional Heart of a Man. As everything now is just the fulfillment of that renewal. You know, I just gave everybody, if I lost people and they thought I was a little crazy, I am a little off, but the metaphor, you know, I went behind the fence, you know, had been incarcerated, which I equate to hell, and at least I had a sense of what I was supposed to be doing, which was this poetry, and I wrote my book inside within 30 days and came out and self-published it and grinded, and, you know, so I grinded and sold enough books to consider myself or to make myself a bestseller of a book of poetry. Now I've gone through a stage where I've spread out my gift a little bit. I've delved into a little debauchery, the sensual side of things. So I'm just spreading out and I'm just grinding, just, you know, because this is not a $1 million business. Unless you, like, the big heavy hitters or whatever, and you got the big publishing companies behind you, you're not making $1 million. You keep buying more books, keep getting more people to know who you are, and so on and so forth. And that's why I'm on the grind. And that's why I'm here with you today. Thank you again. I'm on the grind. That's all.
Okay. Well, just to kind of give a little clarification, these big publishing companies that you spoke of don't give you anything. What they do for you is they pimp you, and they use your work, and they get paid. So if you're looking for that, then that's not what you're going to get. What you're going to have to do is you're definitely going to have to continue to grind and get out there and sell your books. First of all, and I'll say this every week, this is a business that is not a get-rich-quick business. If you're in it for the money, then this is the wrong one to be in. You have to love what you're doing, and if you love writing and you love doing poetry, then the money will come eventually. But you cannot expect to get rich overnight. Like, there are these people like Stephanie Myers and all those who have big literary deals, J.K. Rowling with the Harry Potter series. But just remember, those people have been writing these stories, and these books have been out for over 20 years. So if you're looking to get rich quick, it is not going to happen just like that. Now, there are some that do get past that. I know that there are some that do get around it. And like anything, there's those exceptions. But I love writing, and I know you love doing poetry. So we do it because we love it, and it's not because of, you know, trying to get rich. Yes, we want the money, but, you know, if you have that mindset, and I'm not when I say you, I'm not talking about you personally, GPA. I'm talking about people that's listening. You know, you have to do this because you love it and not because you're trying to get some money out of it. I mean, money is going to come, but, you know, it comes with you getting out there hustling. So that's what you're going to have to do. So that's why I call it a literary game, because it's just like if you was in the music business, it's the same thing. You would have to, you don't get anything until you like in the music business, for instance, when you do your music, the music is out there, you know, the videos and all that stuff that they have. The company doesn't pay for that. You do. You don't get paid until after all that is paid for, and whatever's left is yours, if there's anything left. And that's how it works. So it's the same thing in a literary game. You know, you have to get out there and you have to do it your own. And even if you were signed with a major company, you still have to get out there and sell. The only thing that they really do for you, and I'm not trying to down them because they're good companies, but what I'm saying is what they mostly do for you is make sure that your distribution is out there. Other than that, you are definitely going to be doing it on your own. What sells your books is book clubs. But let me let you talk, because I know I've been talking a lot, but you said you wrote your book while you was incarcerated. What inspired you mostly while you were incarcerated to write the books? Was it because of incarceration, or was it something that you always had in you that just needed that stopping block for you so that you could go ahead and write?
Well, you know what? You put that really eloquently. You asked the question and had the answer in there at the same time, it's a combination of both factors.
Right.
I've always written poetry. I've always, you know, but never just, you know, it was always a woman or something or something like that, or entered a contest or something like that. Never really sat there and said, okay, I had a time to, okay, I'm going to put this one concerted effort. And being, and it's ironic because being incarcerated gives you the connotation that, you know, there's negatives involved. There are, but, you know, it's how you use your time. Well, in August
right.
of 2007 to September of 2007, in that 31 days, I wrote my book. I sat there and I said, okay, I worked in the library. So I didn't work a hard job, and it wasn't, I was in federal prison for tax fraud. So I wasn't, you know, wasn't like Oz or anything, so I could free my mind and write every day. So I would go to the typewriter, use the typewriter, like, not a computer, typewriter, peck, 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 learned how to type fast and typed out my book. So, yeah, it was one of those times I knew it might be a little arduous trying to find a publishing deal, being that poetry is not as popular in its written form as it is in spoken word. But this was my book, and I wanted to get it out there because I got a lot of things I talked about in my
right.
book. So I started submitting, and this is funny, I started submitting letters to publishers while I was inside. You know, I got a drawer full of rejects. But it's cool. I mean, that's all a part of the game. It's all a part of the ball game. But yeah, in answer to your question, that was very helpful because I think if I hadn't been incarcerated, I wouldn't have wrote the book. I wouldn't have wrote The Confessional Heart of a Man.
Right.
I wouldn't have done it.
Okay. Well, those that are listening out there that have questions for our poet, Mr. GPA Livingston, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Poetry Radio, and we're talking with our spoken word poet who's going to do some of his poetry, hopefully for us, here in a few minutes. But I just want to see if caller 9813 has a question right now. If you have a question, would you like to ask your question?
I'm just...
Hello?
Yes, I'm just...
Okay, well, we thank you so much for listening. Okay. All right. GPA, do you want to give us some of your spoken word or some of your poetry and give us a taste of it, and then we'll talk about more of how you with the inspiration and definitely let people know how to get your poetry. But do you have a sample for us right now?
I sure do. I knew it was Erotic Night, and since I've been doing that, I had a few pieces, so I'm going to drop this one. This is my book, The Confessional Heart of a Man, and it's called Love. It's called Love Letter.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay. Our bodies mesh together in love, lust, and sweat. And though hours have passed, tiring is out of frame of reality. Each thrust, each kiss, and each touch, though orgasms reached, take us past any point of finality. You are a beacon for all of my feral sexual aggression. A thought along with acts that your responses show me is not lost. If my soul be in exchange for this intercourse, then would give willingly and swifter than false. Cover you with affection outside of this passion, but in it, carnality is king. So I pull your hair like the reins of a horse. You scream out again, again, and yet again. Proving that my bold actions lead you to a fulfilling course. Imagine vaginal be lollipop, ice cream comb, or fingers after eating greasy chicken. My mouth bearing the remnants after using talented tongue to form figure eights. It makes my humorous side come to fore a minute. If you wanted to make a meal afterwards, love would tell you I already ate. But no laughing matter, my endeavor to give you these children of mine that you might lack. Feel that you may be tiring and want a reprieve from animalistic desire. A barrage of penetrating thrust brings silence to any portion of that. You look down on me, and I look up at you. I am on top of the world. The world will be right side up. Any other place is the wrong place. Forming a smile, showing satisfaction, moaning appreciation, these are contours of your face. A transformation before my eyes, you lean forward, and aggression replaces all else before. The man who rides the boat meets my able fingers, making you look toward the sky, then at me, whispering, you can't take it anymore. Secretly, I cannot either. And push further to the point of no return by Radiant Rider. And finally, though it might have seemed already, my soul all inside, and alas, we are through. Lady, this is what came to mind after your departure. So I wrote this love letter for you.
All right, well, that's really good. I like that. And you said that's in your book?
This is my book, The Confessional Art of a Man.
All right. So how many poems do you have published in your book?
It's 108 pages. 108 pages. And that's deceptive because the last four or five poems are epic poems, and they compose, they're composed of more than at least three pages each, you know. So
right.
They take up like last, 15, something like that. But every other poem is, I don't go through the poem a lot of times. I kind of want to say what I have to say, and the least amount of words I can say them without leaving you there, because the attention span may go like 2 minutes, and you're performing a poem, people start wandering. So I try to get in and get out and say what I have to say.
Okay. So you do spoken word then?
How do I answer that? I do perform my poetry out loud. I do recite my poetry live, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I know everybody's been wondering why we call you GPA, so maybe you want to go ahead and explain to them what does those initials stand for?
GPA stands for Greatest Poet Alive. And
go ahead. Finish. You must explain.
Okay.
You
oh,
must
sure,
explain.
No problem.
Yes.
No problem. Stands for Greatest Poet Alive. And it's simply a moniker. A lot of people have not had me on their show. I wanted to review my book because they see the name on the book and they say, oh, well, he thinks he's the greatest poet alive. Well, when I pick up my pen and I put it to paper or I type or I get up and perform, yes. In those moments, I think I am the greatest poet alive. Because I have to be. But I bought poetry books from other people. I'm in a group of poets called League of Extraordinary Poets who I support. I go out and support other people. So it's not a disparage, it's not a slight towards anybody. It's just what I think. I want to be the best. And this is my gift, and I want to be the best at it. So I put that name, GPA Greatest Poet Alive, and it's like, wow, okay, let's sell some books, you know, because, you know, controversy, a little excitement sells books, but it also carries cash. Do I think, if you would ask me, do I think I'm better than, let me take somebody random, do I think I'm better than whoever is hot, like Jay Ivy, somebody, I'll say no. But in my lane, do I think I'm the best? Yes. Driving in my four-feet festival, whatever it is, what my poetry might be, yes, I think driving in my lane, I'm the best. He might be the best at doing his thing. That's cool. Can I hold my own, which I have on the show with him? Yes. Did my book sell as many copies as it did? Yes. Has it been reviewed really well? Yes. So everything that I've said, I kind of like backed up. But once again, I'm no punk, so I'm not like saying, oh, I'm going to change my name, because I'm not. But it's just a moniker, and, you know, people feel how they feel, and they'll be okay.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, like I said, if you don't believe in yourself, then who will? You know, I mean, it's about you and what you're trying to do and what you're trying to portray, and you have to have that backing for yourself, because if you don't have confidence in you, then how do you expect others to be able to feel what you're trying to express in your poetry? So that's the reason why I asked and wanted you to explain that so people understand that, you know, you're not just thinking you have the big head or you're the best, but to you have to be the best because that's what you have to do. And I think that can also go in any literary field as far as your writing or any field that you're in. I mean, you got to feel that what you're putting out is the best, and you want to make sure it is the best that you put out because you don't want to put out garbage. So I understand where you're coming from with that, and it makes a lot of sense. But if there's any callers out there that's interested and want to ask Mr. GPA Livingston some questions, number's 347-215-8539, Word Sexy Radio. And if anybody's out there interested that wants to write poetry or want to get into the spoken word scene, or if they just want to ask me some questions about any of my books or anything, this is the time. You can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to have you do some more poetry, but now all the poetry you said you wrote was on, is this the only book that you have published, or are you working on another project?
Hold on, you broke up. Hold on. I just got this freaking BlackBerry back, and it's overrated. I just want to go on. It's over. It's like LeBron James. It's overrated. So,
Okay, the question I asked was, and I'm using BlackBerry as well, the question I asked was, do you have any other projects you're working on right now? This book is the only one you have published right now, or do you have any other projects that you're in the works at this time? Or?
Oh, good question. I'm sorry. I do apologize. Like I said, I couldn't hear you at first, but that's a great question. Right now, I'm working with my fellow League of Extraordinary Poet partner, Telechukwu Brinfrey. We're going to work on my CD called The Book of Orgasms.
Okay.
It's my central put to music, and you know, that's just my little delve off into the CD thing. I'm gonna try it. My new book, my current book, The Confessional Heart of Man, is being converted to Spanish. My brother, my manager, he's overseeing that project, and we're converting that to Spanish so we can touch a whole new market. That should be out this. And then in November 4th, it's my mother's birthday, new book, The Confessional Heart of Mark Livingston, will be out then.
Okay.
We got a few things. We got a few things on the horizon. Still performing here in Chicago. And on September 5th, I'll be in Michigan. And I got a few other dates that I'm waiting to be confirmed, but I'm moving around now. Been in Chicago, moving around, trying to get different parts of the United States and, you know, share my stuff. And, you know, hope people will appreciate it.
That's good. Now, what if somebody was interested in getting in spoken word and they've had some poems already written and everything, and they've gotten themselves where they can get up before audiences? What would you give them as a as advice to trying to get into that? How would you approach that? Or what do they need to do before they even think about getting up in front of an audience?
They would have to remember that whatever they wrote on their paper, their pad, whatever it is they wrote, because, you know, as a writer, as you know, you get inspiration, you write on anything. So whatever wrote on, you wrote it. That's your work. You wrote it. And all you want to do by going to an open mic or whatever is what you wrote. You want people to hear what you wrote. And you want to get some feedback. That's all you want.
Right.
Don't worry about how many people are there, how few people are there, or whatever the case may be. Go out there and get it in, because otherwise nobody will know. You may have it. I mean, you may have it, and no one will know, because you kept your you put your notepad to your chest, and you put both arms to, and then say, well, let me go out and try it. It doesn't hurt anything. You're respecting your work. If you don't have it memorized, and then know the spots you're going to. That's the other thing. Know the spots you're going to. A lot of these spots, they charge you an arm and a leg to come perform. That's crazy.
Right.
It's my opinion. It's just my opinion now. So if people out there, you charging $15, $10 for people to get in and recite, hey, you're going on, that's cool. I don't do that in my spot. It's $3, and that's only because I got to give money to the place where they let me come and have my group perform. It's $3. You come on in. Usually it's a nice size crowd, but it's only a few people who perform. You can get in 3 or 4 poems of your stuff, paper, read off your BlackBerry. I could care less, because it's all poetry at the end of the day. It's all poetry.
Yeah.
But just
know,
you're sitting out there, and I talk to Red, you won't believe this. I talk to people, inbox me or tag me on their poems, or they come and say, hey, I write, I want to come on out, I'm just not sure, or I want to share some of my stuff. And I tell them, feel free. Tag me, inbox me on Facebook, send it to my email. I don't care. I'll read it. I'll give you some feedback.
Yeah, well,
no problem.
See, my thing would be, and that is, if you're going to go through all the pain and suffering to write something, and you know, why can't you present that? That's like we have people all the time come to you especially authors, and people, the first thing they say is they want to write a book. Okay, and then you ask them a question, okay, well, what do you want to write about? And it's always about themselves, you know. Not saying that that's not an important subject, but, I mean, you have to be able to give us more than that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but if you're going to go through the trouble to write something and you want people to hear it, or if you don't want people to hear it, then that's fine. That's your choice. But the thing is why would you want somebody else to read your stuff? So, I mean, if they do that, that's, you know, I don't understand that myself. But caller number 4292, did you have a question?
Yes, I did. Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Okay. This is Gwendolyn Carter. I told you I was going to listen in today.
okay.
I wanted to ask Mark Livingston about what he wrote about his parents. And you said that the confessional heart of a man was the fulfillment of a promise to your parents. Was it a fulfillment about erotic poetry or just poetry and you wanted to be the best poet that you could?
Okay, I'm going to answer your question in succession. I want to take the one main point that jumped out at me. My poetry, I am not an erotic poet by nature.
Mm-hmm.
That is a tangent I went on in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever read anything, seen me perform or got a hold of my book,
mm-hmm.
You'll see I'm actually in the other direction. I'm a throwback poet.
Okay.
Yeats, Keats, Wordsworth, Burns, Langston Hughes is the greatest poet of all time to me, in my opinion. I'm a throwback to those guys, rhyming couplets, pastoral references, allusions, the ones spelled with the A-double-L, not the I-double-L, but even those are in there too. So I'm a throwback, and I just happen to be in this contemporary time. So that... The completion of this book in its manuscript form and publishing it was not only fulfilling the promise to my dad, rest in peace, who always said my book, but was going past that promise and publishing and selling it. So the rock poetry is just a facet. I wanted to see if I could do it. And surprisingly, to be honest with you, I found some adeptness at it. So
mm-hmm.
I hope that answered your question.
Okay, yes. And another thing, when you're writing your poetry, I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to read it. I'll probably have to close my eyes when I read it, but, you know. are you writing about anyone in specific? And if you are, you know, do they get embarrassed by, you know, maybe someone knows that it's written about them?
That's a good question. I like that.
I like that. Thank you. You know, you get on the show sometimes and people ask these blah, blah questions, but those aren't. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I can answer two ways, and I will. No, I don't write about anybody in particular. And, yes, I write to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that wants to feel loved or lusted or has felt love or lust for someone, I write for them. Anybody's been, and I'm going past, I'm sure you're referring to erotic poetry, but I'm going past, anybody's been incarcerated like me, I write for them. Anybody's been dark-skinned like me and grew up when it wasn't hot to be dark, and I write for them. I write for them, you know. Anybody lost their parent or somebody to a disease, I write for them. I write for everybody.
Oh,
well, you know, you definitely brought that some throwback. You said you was a throwback poet with the light-skinned, dark-skinned game and all that. When you brought that in, that brought some memories back for myself as well. You know, that was a thing that was going on definitely back when I was growing up. You know, I'm a light-skinned guy, so I guess, you know, a lot of times it was this big rivalry between the skin colors, so you just kind of brought a memory back there with that.
Well, you know what? Hey, I was there. You know, I only write about what I know. If I told you, hey, I wrote a poem about Paris, France, I'd be lying because I hadn't been there. If I can tell you about running home from a bully and hoping my mom was there to hold the door open, I was there.
Right.
So that happened.
Right.
So I don't want to talk about what happened, you know?
Yes. So, Carl, did your question get answered?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
Thank
okay,
you
and
if
you
question.
Have any more, you definitely can ask more if you like.
Okay.
Can you grace us with another poem? We got about 30 minutes left, and then we're going to, you know, get into where people can get your book and stuff. But do you have another poem for us?
You know what? I'm going to switch. I had all, because Mr. Carter came on the line, I had a erotic stuff, I'm going to switch, but that's okay.
It's up to you. It's your time.
Okay, cool. All right, check this out. This is also my book, The Confessional Heart of a Man. This is called Locked Up, and it's called The Redux because I remixed it a little bit. Locked Up.
Okay, okay. Mm.
I stole money. So they say I broke man-made commandments. So I stood in front of a man who thought he was God, dressed in a black robe, high up on a bench. And he laid judgment upon me and condemned me to damnation. So I have seen hell, and it's a federal institute in Oakland, Kentucky. And I have seen the devil. It is the first shift guard who tells me, wake my butt up at 5:45 so I can eat breakfast. It is the second shift guard who says, tear up your cabinet, throw your stuff on the floor, tear your bed up, throw your sheets and your cover on the floor, and you get up and be ready to stand for 4 o'clock count. I have seen the devil again in the third shift guard when in the middle of the World Series, the NBA championship, or the Super Bowl, he turns the lights and TV off because it's 11:30 and tells us to go to bed. But I didn't see God. But knowing God, and he's everywhere, I called out to him. And this is what I said. I want to be free. Oh, free. Because I was locked up. I was sick and tired of sharing a cell, a dormitory, gym, lunchroom with 100 other men. It was bad enough. We sleep together, we eat together, we shower together. When will the madness end? I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired that I said I would either lift weights, walk track, or just sleep it off. And I'm starting to catch the flu, but not because I'm exhibiting any symptoms. It's because the man in the next bunk is starting to sneeze and cough. The media has lied to everyone. It is not a country. It's the federal penitentiary is where they had me staying. They had dudes like me for tax fraud, pedophiles, and brothers with three pieces of, but gave them 20 years. So best believe the feds aren't pointing. It costs to be locked up, too. You pay for your phone calls, for the detergent to wash your clothes. You pay for the radio to listen to the TV and a whole bunch of other shit from the commissary. Birthdays and holidays come and go, and not one of them is happy or merry. Yes, people do go home. Five brothers leave on Monday morning. 50 come in on the bus on Thursday afternoon. I only have one friend, but I couldn't be friend any longer because when I went to shave and shower, he was having sex with another man in the bathroom. Now, I know you may say, damn, that's cold. But if he's gay inside prison and I hang with him, and I'm not. They'll think I am. That's just the prison code. My brothers in chains have bald heads like me. Been there so long, they have gray hairs, braids, and some from Carolina, South Carolina, dreadlocked up. Inmates snitching, inmates turning tricks, inmates hustling stamps, inmates gambling, inmates stealing food from the kitchen. And what I just described to you was one day of being locked up. I want to be free. And that's that joke.
All right, man. That's pretty deep. And you heard it here on Word Sexy Radio, number 347-215-8539. We got about 25 minutes, and we're going to let you kind of tell people how they can get your book. How can they, and if they wanted to have you come to do some poetry or just, you know, kind of talk about your experience, how can they do that?
Oh, great, great. Be more than happy to tell everybody. My website has PayPal on it. You can purchase my book, The Confessional Heart of a Man, the best-selling, critically acclaimed book, The Confessional Heart of a Man, from www.iblowyourmind.com. That's my website. I know it's a little crazy title, but hey, I'm a crazy dude, so it's just what it is. I'm also on Facebook, GP Poetic Unsub Livingston. I'm number one on Google, Bing, and Yahoo. If you put in Greatest Poet Alive, you'll see my handsome, bald head, dark skin self, right, popping right out. She's probably holding my book like, ting, no. But if you wanted me to come, if you have like a venue, you have something going on, right now I'm really sort of inexpensive. And I'm just happy to get out and about right now. But, you know, once it gets on now, once I'm a household, like, believe you, Seth, or Jay Ivy and them, you know, you're going to have to kick in. But right now, just, you know, you can email me, gpaloep@yahoo.com. But if you Facebook me or you leave a message on my website, you'll find me. And I'm really easy to find. And I'd be more than happy to come share my work with you, or if you need me to speak to some youngsters, like some teenagers or something, about my perils and my comeback and all, I'd be more than happy to. So we can work all that out. You know, definitely work all that out. I'm for the return of the gift. I'm for the return of the gift, you know, because I could have been still in the abyss, but I'm not, and I'm out here doing poetry. So.
Okay. Well, that's really good. We're glad that, like I said, I'm sorry you went through what you went through, and I know you didn't actually explain why you're in jail, and it really doesn't matter, but the thing is that you were able to take that experience and use it to go forth and into positiveness and to help others out with it, and I think your poetry can do that. Like I said, you got the next book that's coming out, and that's going to be more erotic. Do you have anything from that book that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, from the Book of Orgasms? You want that one? That's what you want?
If you have something that you want to share, we'd be more than happy to hear it.
I sure do.
The radio.
I sure do.
Okay.
Sure,
just so you know.
I sure do. Listen, right.
No, what I was going to say was, you know, this is a sexy show. I mean, we do all types of things here. And like I said, anything goes, so. But before we do that, anybody has a question, 347-215-8539. If you want to ask GPA a question, or if you have one for me, we would be more than happy to answer. We got about 22 minutes. I'm going to ask caller 4292 if you had one more question, if you had anything else you wanted to ask.
No, I can't think of anything else. But, you know, I like what he's read. You know, it's really great. I like that.
Okay, well, let's see if you got a question after he does his erotic poem portrait right now. We'll see what he's going to do. So, GPA, go ahead on, man, and bring us that erotica.
All right, here we go. No mouse involved. Irrelevant is time on the clock. Before I proceed with this piece, that man that has sent you here to me alone and unsatisfied, those kids, they constantly call you, Mama, Mama, Mama. Your supervisor, your coworkers, and your work, I want you to put all of that behind a mental block. You focus on moans and screams, and I will focus on solely your love's spot. Come now to the rendezvous of kissing and life-giving lips and love. Don't you fret any. I have strong arms and strong shoulders for thick thighs and voluptuous hips. I find myself tasting the fountain of youth every time I open my and catch one of your voluptuous drips, kind of take me dominatrix, the way my tongue wags, weaves, and whips. I find myself counting the moments till you arrive and arrive again now for further exploration into this. I now begin. I am a deep diver, diving, driving past the boundaries and parameters of sex, circles, figure triangles, squares, parallelograms, and whatever geometric shapes I draw on, we can come up with next. You are an orgasmic ocean, deep and wide. I lose and regain all sense inside. But no, no use of manhood hardness. Though he be ravenous, I keep him under key and lock. I simply place my face in dialogue with your vagina monologue in this time we die.
Wow. All right. So, caller, I got you back on now. What do you think about that?
I liked it, and I was just wondering, when you were locked up and you were thinking about writing a lot of this, were you dreaming it and then you put it on paper, or, you know, were you just listening to other people talk or watching it on TV and thought of this? How did you come about some of this?
I assume referring to the poem like the last one called A Simpler Rhyme, you're referring to like some of the erotic pieces I wrote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I thought of none of that while I was inside. that didn't happen until like, oh wow, maybe a few months ago. Funny story.
Because I was gonna say if you was writing that kind of stuff while you was in there, I'm sure you had to let yourself go some kind of way.
I wouldn't, that would be too rough.
And I think that's what she wanted to know. She wanted to know if you was in there, if you did, how did you what did you do to be for relief? You know what I'm saying?
I had to minimize. Now we're gonna keep it real. I had to minimize that type of thinking. So I worked out, like
right.
I said, in locked up. I worked out. I read a lot. I wrote a lot. I gambled too. So I just tried to stay out of that whole framework as much as I could because I was too far away from it, wasn't getting close to it. So I tried to, you know, do that thing. But that was more recently in the last, 90, 100. And no one knows this, but Trey Songz inspired me to start writing erotica. Trey Songz.
Okay.
There's a song called Scratch Me Up. And I heard Scratch Me Up. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. I wonder if I can write something like that. So I started. And Beautiful Women inspired me.
Our caller is intrigued with your work, so I just wanted to make sure that she was able to ask you what she needed to ask you. And, are you done, or do you have anything else, caller?
No, I'm finished. She answered very eloquently what I wanted to hear, and I thank you very much.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, we've got about 16 minutes left, GPA, and what we're going to do is we're going to give you a chance to kind of reshout out your stuff here in a minute on how people can get in contact with you and if they want to book you for something and how they can get in contact with your books. And like I said, when do you say your new book is going to be coming out?
4th, 2010.
Okay.
Professional Art of Mark
Okay, and they'll be able to get that. Are your books available like on major outlets like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all that as well?
I'm glad you segued that. Yes, they are. And also, if you go to Amazon.com, there are several reviews on my book. Very favorable reviews, I might add. So, you know, please check those out. Don't think, hey, is he just making this up? No, I'm really not. So it's the real deal. So, you know, check them out. They're everywhere. My book is everywhere. So, finally, you know.
All right, well, let me take this time to kind of put a little buzz out on me as well. As you all know, I also write although I do erotic fiction as Red Snapper, I also write as another pseudonym, R.J. Leonard. And I have paranormal books that I am doing at this time. And one that is out at this time, if you're interested in that, is still sensuous. It's called Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress. And it's Red Snapper writing as R.J. Leonard. You might want to pick that up and, see what you think about that because there's not a lot of black authors out there writing paranormal. But we're trying to get there. We're trying to change the scene where everybody can get it. It's not just for blacks, but it's for everyone. But we want to be able to put our face and picture out in that as well. you know, so that people can get a chance to read those things. And like I said, I have a motor series that is by Red Snapper. And as well, there's Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel, which is a prequel to the Scandalous Motive series, talking about one of the characters. I had wrote this story about this character. This character was written in the Scandalous Motive series, and the character was so, everybody was so interested in that character that they wanted to know more about the character, so I had to write a novel about just that character. So we did that, and that's what's going on right now, and I got about 14 minutes. I think there might be another question. Caller 5 or 9813, you have a question?
Yeah, I was listening to GPA's spoken word or poetry, and you mentioned that you do it as well. I was wondering, could I hear a little of your flavor?
Well, actually, I don't do spoken word. No, you didn't hear that from me. I just do erotic fiction. I write erotic fiction. I don't do any poetry. I could never step in GPA's steps or anyone that does poetry. And I have poets on the show, but I only write the poetry. If you want to see, well, I only write, not poetry, but erotic fiction. But if you want to see what I do write, you're welcome to go to www.redsnapperplayhouse.com, and you can read some of my excerpts there, or you can go to www.redsnapperonline.com, and you can see the 6 novels that I have out there, and we'll give you that. And I thank you for asking, but no, I don't do that, so I'm sorry. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that's no problem. Maybe I think I just misheard you. I thought, you know, that you said erotica or something, and I was thinking.
Yeah,
you did.
I did, and I think. Yeah, when I said erotica, I think you got happy and you thought that I was a poet, but no. But I appreciate that. Thank you very much. No, I'm not a poet. I really appreciate those people that do it, though, because we've had some poets on the show. Like, I don't know if you all have heard of the Poonanny Poets, but we had one of them on the show. And she came on and she threw down. And if you want to go back and listen to some old episodes, that episode with Jihani's Jihad, is she's the spoken word poet, and she comes from Chicago. She did her erotic poetry on here, and it was absolutely magnificent. So if you get a chance to look to some of my old episodes, you can get that. We're going to get her back on the show. But thanks for your question. So we got about 12 minutes left, GPA. You have a short poem that you can do, and then after that, we're going to go ahead and get you to do your tell them where you're at, and then we're going to go from there.
I sure do, and I'm in it out with this one. This is a quickie, pun intended.
Okay. Okay.
It's called Taste for Flippers. Pink peach, brown sugar, chocolate cinnamon. Baby anxious is a poet for the taste. Tongue ponder exploring lands fruitful and vast. Carnal arc rained upon 357 days and nights. Rained down on me. Reminiscent of my youth, catching raindrops on the tongue. Poetic, archaic, natural. Your screams reach heaven while your nectar touches thighs, calves, and toes. The debaucherous downward spiral.
And I love it. That is great. Absolutely. And we got 11 minutes, GPA, so go ahead and go through your websites again and how people can get in contact with you, and we'll go on from there.
All right. www.iblowyourmind.com is my website. Purchase my book there through PayPal, so you know it's insured. GPA, Poetic Unsub, Livingston. That's my Facebook page. Twitter, GR8, EST, Post Live. You can follow Twitter. You can email me either at superpoet@iblowyourmind.com, GPALOEP@iblowyourmind.com.
All right. So you said you got some things coming up, and you're going to be doing some traveling, man. And you know, that's good that you're going to be doing that. And you ought to go ahead on and just keep that attitude you got, because I think it's pretty good that you feel that you're the greatest poet in the ever. And of course, you have to feel that way. And anything that anybody that's listening out there that you do, if you're doing something in a literary game and you're doing these things, you gotta have confidence in yourself. Because if you don't have the confidence in yourself to be able to get out there and do it, then how you expect others to definitely want to get involved in what you're doing. So, you know, we just want to continue to do that. And, you know, like I said, we have this venue here, Word Sexy Radio, and we try to have people come on and give them a chance to shine and give them a chance to show their work and tell people what they're doing. So, like I said, if you're ever interested in those who want to come on the show, that you got, of course, you got to have something published. You know, I usually have people that have something that we can talk about on the show. But if you're inspiring, just continue to keep listening and get yourself out there, because anybody can do what we're doing. It's not that hard, and you don't. It just takes you getting out there to hustle. So, like I said, you know, call in 347-215-8539, Word Sexy Radio, and we're doing our thing here with Mr. GPA Livingston. And we're glad that you was able to come on. I know this is a holiday weekend. A lot of people are still traveling, trying to get back home from their long weekend. And we thank you for the time that you did coming on the show, GPA. So you got anything else you want to say to some of your fans, get some shout-outs or anything like that?
First thing I want to do is I want to thank you, Red Snapper, for having me. You may not know me.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Why I tagged you in a few of my pieces and all that. So you see what I was doing. So I wasn't no
right.
Rudy Poop, you know. And I appreciate you having me on. So whenever it
hey,
was.
Not a problem, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
I want to shout out the people. Despite it's easy to bandwagon and hate, a lot of people do that. They say, I don't like GPA. I don't like him either. That's cool. There are some of y'all out there who support me and bought my book, come to the shows, follow what I write for me and all that, and help me out. Thank you. I only write because this is what I'm supposed to do. Okay? Brother, and yeah, I'm a little cocky. Yeah, I grew up car kid, so I got an excuse.
All right, well, that sounds good, man. And like I said, you just got to keep going forth. And you really can't worry about whether people like you or not, because there's always going to be somebody that doesn't like
always.
But there's always going to be 10 more that does. So you just got to continue to go forth and just be confident like you are, and you'll go forward. So, but like I said, this is Word Sexy Radio. We enjoy having people on the show. And like I said, the guy was asking if I did poetry. You know, I don't know if I'm even strong enough to even do something like that. But I tell you what, I love to write erotica, and I love to write paranormal and different things. So, you know, just give me a chance in that aspect. If you're interested in thinking about me doing poetry, which I wouldn't try to do, but just give me a chance as far as my books. I mean, because you can get them as well on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all the major book outlets, anywhere books are sold. Scandalous Motives is the first book. Second book is Scandalous Motives, Relentless Ambitions. Part 3 is Scandalous Motives, Heartless Reactions. And then you have Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel. I have the paranormal book under R.J. Leonard called Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress. I also have an anthology out there called Contagious Lust. So those are things that you can find out about Red Snapper if you want to read. And you can, and like I said, you can also go to my website, www.redsnapperonline.com, to look at the books and see any of the characters. There's explanations of the characters in the books and what their life is, what their life is spanned on. And there's also redsnappersplayhouse.com, where you can actually see some excerpts and things that I'm writing right now. And GPA, I'm sure he's going to be doing those things, and we're going to get him back on the show again as well. But GPA, I want to thank you for coming on, man, and
appreciate you taking time
out of your schedule. And we're going to go ahead on and kind of run this thing on out. We got about 5 minutes, but we thank everybody for listening. And please come on back to Word Sexy Radio, because we do this every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Guys are welcome. And if there's somebody you want, just email me at urbanerotic@gmail.com, and we can get that person on the show. If we can, we'll try. We'll do that. And that's what we do. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, brother. Peace.
You are.
Oh, dude, man.
inside, and the blues I cannot hide, feeling like I don't belong here. Did I come out of nowhere? The rhetoric is done, the light is in my eyes. You're
this has been Word City Radio for Monday, July 5th, 2010. We thank you for coming on the show and listening, and we will be back next time.
So I'm leaving, I'm going, cause it's boring, so darling, I just wanna live for myself. Give me the time to do.
This show has been brought to you by Midwest Publishing.
Denying me mother. They tell me I made my choice, destroying everything with your sugar. Beautiful and good like the skies above. You hide within the dark. My life will be the spark. You're drawing, you're making, pouring and breaking the structures of me. So I'm leaving, I'm going, cause it's boring, so darling, I just wanna lay.
I'm going away. You know I couldn't stay with all your rules. You were.